big back girls, boys, and everyone in between. You weren't expecting that because I say batty every week. Welcome back to another episode of Antics with Ash. Today, I have my girl, the absolute spice, that is Mariam Moussa. Hi, baby. Hey, give me a hug. First of all, we just spoke about this off camera, but the hair is giving.
Thank you.
It's really
well,
good.
Well, I'm in my, like, just bad beat era with this hair. I can't lie.
But also, it's giving, like, winter tones.
Yes, 100%.
It's that.
I didn't do colour, like, much this year. I think I did a blonde, but I've been just black, babe.
Do you lay all your hair all the time?
Today, I laid it. Like, if I have, like, a special occasion and I need it for a day, I'll get my hairdresser to lay it.
Okay.
But then I'll be fine after.
But you can do it.
Yeah, I can do it. Can you?
But I can't do shit. If you... The one time I tried to lay a wig,
oh God,
it was a massacre. As in, like, got to be all everywhere.
Which bit do you struggle with then?
I can't do any of it. As in, none of it. As in, do you know what? And I was trying, you would have died if you'd watched me because I was trying so hard, babe. I had two or three tutorials up, right, of, like, iconic wig girlies.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so this is what you need to do. You put the got to be on, then you do the hairdryer. It was a mess.
It's hard. But you know what? It's just practice.
I know.
It's practice. And I think I practiced in 2020?
That's what I'm saying. You've been doing this.
Yeah, so it takes time.
Okay.
But you'll get there. But you look gorgeous today.
Thanks, baby. We were saying, this is low-key giving, like, sister-sister.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah, because, guys, we were talking, like, before we went on camera, and we're talking. We're like, wait, we need to actually wait for the pod.
Like, we need to turn the pod on and record this thing, because what's going on? Okay, Mariam, I want to talk to you about...
Okay.
Life.
Yes.
Like, what is going on at the minute? I feel like you're so busy.
Yeah.
Like, how have you been? What have you been up to?
Do you know what? I feel like this year for me has been, like, I would say my transition year. I feel like you get to a stage in your career, whether it's influencing, the beauty side, where you just want more.
Yeah.
You want to, like, level it up.
Yeah, more. Like,
you just want more. And I was like, I feel like this has been a year of, like, making decisions, trying new things, and then just getting into space of, like, what you're doing, like, hosting.
Yeah.
Like, your personality, because I think... We can say, like, now, if you don't have a personality, it's long for you.
Get in the bin. It's actually
long
for you.
Yeah.
No, nobody cares.
They don't care.
It is. Do you know what? I find it so mad how the industry's changed from when I used to follow girlies and just be like, oh, okay, like, as long as you're paying.
Yeah, that was it.
That's it.
That was it. You didn't need to do any. You didn't need to have anything to you, but as long as you're pretty and you sold the product,
that's
enough.
That's it. And literally, I used to see these girls, and I think it's so nice that it's not that way anymore.
Yeah, 100%.
I think, like, probably because of the likes of TikTok and stuff.
Yeah.
Everyone just wants a funny queen.
Someone actually relatable, not
right.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Because I think back then it was the perfect, and it was overconsumption of like, bare skincare, bare makeup.
That.
Now it's like, nah, like, review the stuff.
Yeah.
Personally, and if you don't like it, tell us also.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Do you find that hard to do in your content? Because, like, obviously, one, it is so difficult when brands are, like, it's sending you bits and you're like, oh, I can't say this is trash. Even if it's trash, like, so it's hard.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, how do you do that? How do you, like, stay a little bit honest?
Oh, I think I try to say stuff like, oh, like, okay, recently,
like,
recently I had like a ad,
right,
and the sizing was a little bit off.
Okay.
So I was saying, like for this, guys, I would say, like, go up, because for me, I love it, but it's just not the right size. So you kind of have to, like, I would say, give props to the brand, but also try and be honest.
Yeah,
I think they respect you more, because at the end of the day, it's like feedback.
Yeah,
like, so you lot know, like, your sizing's a bit mad. Like, sort
your sizes
but
out, bro.
Also,
yeah,
like, actually being honest to your audience, like, okay, get a size up or size down.
Yeah,
because it's a bit
100%.
So yeah,
and also, like, it's different strokes for different folks.
Yeah.
Like, what you do, you know what always gets me when I have to do, like, makeup? Obviously.
Yeah.
I'm a matte girl.
Yes, same.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I know you are.
What are they doing?
Matte finish until I die.
Same.
So I wish I could do this, like, my name's Bella Hadid and I'm Dewey.
I'm not. And you try so hard to be on trend, but it's like,
I can't.
I don't want to look, I'm sweating.
I can't. I look like a chip oil fryer. If I do that Dewey makeup look, it's not good for me.
Same.
Whenever I get sent products that are like that, the whole time I'm thinking, I'm about to look like a wheelie bin. I'm about to look so dead. And I'm I'm just like, oh God, what do I do here? But I just, that's how you do it, yeah, isn't it? I just say, look, you guys know I'm a matte girl. This is not really my thing. Mm-hmm. But for you girlies that like a dewy finish, you are going to love this product.
Exactly, perfect.
If you don't like that, don't go for this. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think that's fair.
Yeah.
That's the best way you can do it.
Agreed.
At the end of the day, like, you have to... We've got bills to pay.
Yeah.
Can we just make that clear?
Do you know, yeah, like, yeah, let's
make bills to pay.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, it's always important to kind of like keep true to yourself. And I feel like they can see it anyway.
Yeah.
They know.
They know. Yeah. I just feel like they see right through anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I want to know where, because I only know you since like coming into this world,
really?
Right?
Yeah. I feel like we officially, I was watching your TikToks before, but it was Madam Joyce's Spotify event.
Yes.
That's when I met you, probably said, oh my God, I love your stuff. Because,
yes.
Babe, on TikTok, all that is, yeah. Yeah, like, this girl's confident.
Talking rubbish.
Yeah, I love it though.
Talking rubbish. But so I just feel like I actually have no idea about.
Is it?
Your come up though. Okay, like, yeah, I need to know, like, where did this, was this always the plan for you?
I don't know. I feel like I'm still, it's always, they always say that you never know that what you've done, like you always think you want more, you want more. So I think that's just where I am feeling. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm still not as what people think I am.
Really?
Like, I never think that I'm anyone special. I never think that, oh, I deserve to be here. I still think I can do more, I want more. So I feel
I'm like that though.
Yeah.
I think, but you have to have a bit of that. Like, I'm like humble queen.
Yeah, you're humble, but it's just like, I'm not, I don't know, you just never feel like what people see you as. You always feel a bit less, which you shouldn't, but just because you're humble, like you're humble with it, you feel like you're always grinding. But I think like for me, it's just always been like, when I think of like uni and when I think of when I used to work in H&M, like that was somewhere I used to work.
You
I was a manager, baby.
Come on, baby.
I was a manager.
Yeah,
so like I've always been to that like fashion beauty. And I'd done media production at uni, so I always wanted to be in the media space.
And you did the whole uni thing as well.
Yeah, I done the whole uni thing.
Where did you go to uni?
In Coventry. COV.
Really?
COV. If you know, you know.
Wait, I swear, didn't the Shits and Gigs boys go to Coventry?
Yes, I met up with them once. I think we met up when...
Yeah, James and Fuad. Because we had them on last week, and they were literally like...
Cov. Oh, James came from Cov, you know.
Listen.
Cov
Gems. A couple stars come from Cov. I'm actually... Yeah. Cov is where it's at.
Yeah, was like even now when I look at certain people doing certain things, I'm thinking, right, it's nice to see like so many people doing what they want to do. Mm-hmm. And we all met at the same uni, but I think they're a couple of years older than me, so they lived it, they enjoyed and they left.
Yeah,
but for me, I've done media production and I always kind of wanted to be in that media space,
right?
And I was such a girl, like, you know, them girls that
really
in the club, they went wearing heels to the club. I was.
Yeah, basically, you're like me.
I'm like, let's go.
You're like me. I'm in a stiletto boot to the corner shop.
It doesn't matter.
I don't care.
You don't care.
I don't care.
Especially when you're on the short side. Like, we need to like bring up some levels. Like,
imagine if I didn't. Where would I be?
I couldn't see you, Ash.
But
we
could be,
see
you'd
you.
Be like this.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get to a healthy 5'2", and that's all I can do with just a little bit.
Yeah. And the confidence.
Yeah.
Been in that feminine energy. Like, I think I've just always been like that. Happy go lucky. And I think the friends at uni at the time, they're like, a bit different. Like,
They spotted
it. You should do YouTube, like. And I was always helping them get ready with makeup. Like, there would be a queue. Like, we had to do time slot because I had to do my makeup first.
Not the time slot.
No, I'm not joking, Ash. Like, for them, for me to do their makeup, like, so that I can also enjoy my night.
Yeah.
I want to look good too.
Yeah, also, you are overworked and underpaid at this point. Like, what's going on?
That was no payment.
Just love and charisma. You're getting paid. Yeah.
So it was that. And then I think from then it was like just doing YouTube. And at that time it was like the Jenny Jenkins. It was like all of them.
Was this like Zoella era?
Yes, like Zoella. Like they were smashing it. And I was just like, okay, there's no one like me. So let me just represent.
Yeah.
And I got into that. But at the same time, I was still working.
Okay.
After uni, I was working at H&M. And that was my plan B. So I really wanted to sort out my plan B. And I feel like I did. And then I had the opportunity to also go on a reality TV show, Survival of the Fittest.
Oh my God, you did!
Yes, I did it. I was going to go on Love Island, but it wasn't
Weren't we all?
Weren't we all?
You know, I had my bags packed for Love Island.
You're lying. What year was this then?
This was, I want to say, 3 years ago. or something. This was like before I was doing this really properly.
Oh, that's lit, you know.
But no, do you know what? I'm really glad. Just because.
What made you say, no, I don't want to do it?
I didn't say no. They said no for me. So I literally, I did like, you know, it's such a long round of like all
the stages.
Yeah, like auditions or whatever. And then the final one is when you go into ITV. And I remember it was getting really close to that year starting.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, blood clot, like, you need to, the time is of the essence here.
I loved you for, by the way, the blood clot.
The blood clot. I was like, time is of the essence. I swear this series it's is going to start like now.
That's what they do.
So I was like, I need to know what's going on if I'm going on this.
Yeah, I need to know if I need to spend money on this.
Right.
Do I need to return anything?
Do I need to quit my job? I have a life. And I remember going in and thinking, oh, okay, like, I don't really know if they're sure about me. I can't tell.
Yeah.
And obviously all you can do is be yourself. Yeah. Like, what can you do? I wasn't trying to play up and be this, like...
You kind of don't know what you can get from there.
Yeah.
Like, the periods that they've asked us...
Agreed.
It's kind of like, let me just go. Like, yeah. It's an opportunity at the end of the day.
And also, I was very wary of, like... You know, how black girls are represented on the show.
Oh my God, same.
So I was like, I don't want to, you know, you
don't want to be the
like
tester.
This. Yes.
You don't want to be tester.
And I was like, I also don't want to come on here and be like, I'm going to steal everyone's man. And I'm not.
That's what they kind of want.
want you to do that. And I'm like, I am not that girl.
Yeah.
As in, like, I get the ick at myself of everything. As in, if somebody's like, I'm not really feeling you, I'll literally move country. I'm like, that's fine. I'm not like fighting for anyone's man. So I was like, I don't know how to be.
Yeah, here. No, I get that.
So I was just like being myself, just being funny. I was like, hopefully they'll just like this vibe.
Yeah.
And then I remember them saying, because it's so close to it happening, you would go in as a bombshell.
Same. I was a bombshell.
Stop, see? So I was like, because
like I'm that girl.
Yeah,
because that's girl.
A bombshell is, I think, if you want to be anything,
be a bombshell early as well. Not the later ones. Don't know.
And also, I said, if you're putting me in Castor and Moore, I'm a dickhead. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, guys, we've got to say it.
I've got to say it.
I'm not a dickhead.
Castor and Moore is for idiots. I'm sorry. It is. And I'm sorry. If the shoe fits, it fits. I'm afraid. There's something about Castor and Moore.
Yeah, and it's like,
too much.
It's a risk, you know? It's like a coin flip. It's either going to go well or not. And most times, it doesn't go well.
No.
You are actually just playing around in the line and a little bit of fine, and then they'll go back to their girl.
Already maintained their, like, they've already got these relationships and built these things with people. So I just, it's really hard for you to come across well in Castor and Moore.
Yeah, and you go in there to, like, steal someone's mind.
Yes,
like,
that. Which, again, is not my bag.
Yeah, I'm not trying to do that.
Really not trying to do that. Like, I just want you to look at me and say you love me.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm
not Soft life.
Yeah.
Soft life.
So I was just like, okay, fine. They basically said, you'll be in as a bombshell. And they took my measurements and sizes and everything.
Yes, and...
Did they do that for you?
You get gassed. You think, I've made it now.
Like, I just said, do you know, I'm the brown Molly May.
Bruh.
Leave it. And I'm going to quit my job.
Everything.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not going to dance in the clubs anymore.
Nothing.
I said, I'm done.
Yeah.
And I thought that was it. I'm on it. I said, there's no way they're going to take my sizes and not have me on it.
Yeah, because that's rude.
That's what I said. I said that's a bit of a violation. I can't lie. When the woman called me, she went...
And it's always the woman, because the woman called me too. She asked me who I was liking in the villa as well. Like, at the time I was going to go on, she asked me who do you like, and I was like, oh, he's kind of cute.
You would have been the perfect person for that, though.
People say this to me all the time, but you know, sometimes... Yeah, I would have been lit.
No, you would have been lit. No, you would have. You would have. We, both of us would have. Imagine if we were on a year together.
And they say, dynamic duo that they didn't know.
Yeah, it would have been. It would have been that.
It would have been lit.
And it's just, I remember they called me and they were like, the one producer who I really got on with, she said, I asked to call you because I felt so bad and I wanted to deliver the news to you rather than it coming from someone else.
Yeah.
And honestly, my heart, I just thought, man, I've already mentally spent this money that I'm going to make.
I already know my management at this point.
I was like, I already have planned the clothing line, the deals.
Brand deal.
Yeah, I thought, what the hell is this about? She went, I'm really sorry. She went, they've decided to go another way. I thought,
That's
way?
That's the line.
That's what I'm saying.
You're giving the right way, the wrong way.
Yeah, the wrong way. You chose the wrong way. That's what I said. And I was like, is there any reason? Literally, at this point, I was like, feedback.
Like, what can I do better?
Yeah, what can I do better moving forward? And they were like, no, just like, not it. And I was like, do you know what? Cool. And I remember thinking, that has happened for a reason.
Yeah, 100%.
Leave it.
Low key, let's talk about it now. Oh. If you went there and as one of the first black people, do you know, women of colour, it's not always the best. And it's annoying because we want it so bad.
I also just think they don't, the pool of boys they put on the show, and I'm saying boys.
Yeah, boys. Not men. Let's say boys.
Not men.
Not men.
Okay. Boys that they put on the show, I feel like are not, there's not enough of a mix.
Yeah. And it's like, sometimes as a viewer, I find it so annoying when you see like, I get it, but it's like, come on, there's more.
Yeah.
It's nice.
And it's like excruciating for the audience to watch it. It is hard.
It's like painful.
Yeah.
And then it's like, sometimes you feel like, are you guys setting up this person for embarrassment?
Right.
Because no woman wants to feel like they're not desired.
Yeah.
Like, come on, why did I come on TV for that?
Right.
I've gone to the freaking pub for that.
But I'm like, of course they're not desired because everybody on there is hello, my name's Josh from Essex and I love the pub and I fucking love football.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're not going to like the brown girlie then. Yeah. I mean, like, probably. Yeah. I don't know.
I do wonder though, like, you know when, because me, just saying it, I love love. Like, I attract energies that I wouldn't ever discriminate. Like, if you're a good person, you're good looking. You don't have to be, it doesn't matter the colour, you're just a good looking person.
Yeah.
I will be open-minded, I'll go for it.
Yeah.
But then I just think, like, how are some people just so against...
And do you know what? It's, because, like, what... Okay, your, like, dating track record...
Yeah, it's everything, I can't lie.
Is it?
Yeah, I like my white boys.
But that's what we love.
Yeah, because it's just... You're just... As long as you're sexy, good heart, no more money, we're good.
Fine, we're good. That's what I mean. But it's just... Yeah, I don't know. People have such a set type sometimes.
Yeah.
I have really had it before. Like, I've had it many times.
Have you ever... Because, okay, I would never see you as someone that's undesirable. If you think of, like, the male gaze. Like, I think you fit in the light skin brown.
No.
Girl, petite.
No, I'm too chaotic. I'm too chaotic.
Low
care. 1,000,000%. I'm 1,000,000%.
But have you had issues where, like, you've ever felt like, oh, I'm, like, you feel stuck out amongst, like, the white girls and stuff like
that? Oh, my God, yeah. Which is mad because...
I would never think that.
Because I know how much, like... Oh, and this is, like, a colourism thing. Like,
yeah.
This is mad because I know how much dark-skinned girlies have to almost, like, really, like, prove themselves to be... desired in like a Western kind of portrayal of what beauty is.
Exactly.
And it's shit. And I always think, God, like, I used to see it a lot. You know what? I used to do a lot of music videos.
You used to do music videos?
As in back in, babe.
Sorry, but Jay-Z. No,
no, babe.
And I'm showing me the music.
Imagine I'm screaming. me just pulls up my gallery of all my home videos.
What?
No, so I used to, back in my dancing days.
Wait.
I just used to do everyone's music video. Like
that, who?
Babe, oh, let me just... So, like, Notes, Western, NSG.
No!
All the UK boys.
Wow! Chip,
all of those, like, UK boys.
Wow.
But, babe, it was hell, don't get me wrong. As in, it's very, you know, come, they've got 50 galleys for the video. You're all just standing around looking nice.
Yeah.
It was all very that. And I used to see it a lot in that space. Like, I would see they'd have, like, a room of beautiful models... There would be light-skinned girls, there'd be dark-skinned girls, there'd be, like, just every flavour. And it's amazing. And I would see it happen. I'd see, like, the lighter-skinned girls get way more camera time there with the artist. And I just used to be like, God, like, you can see this playing out in real time. And it is sad.
And
like,
let me say one thing. You not be rapping about black girls, but let's be real. You guys do not...
Yeah.
Do that in real life. So don't laugh about it then.
Yeah.
That's not
true. Yeah, yeah.
It's bullshit because then, like, everyone that's black is supporting you and it's fine. But own your truth and be with it because some people have a type and that's okay.
I mean,
I'm not like that. But some people are.
Agreed.
But I don't think they understand how it makes women feel and how, like, the long term.
Yes.
Even like family, everyone does it, but colorism is mad. Like, it makes you change yourself. It makes you feel like you don't deserve to be where you are.
Or
it makes you feel like you have to change yourself to get more because as a whole,
because it's not as you are, it's not
enough.
The desirable thing.
Yeah.
I had it a lot with my my first boyfriend.
Oh my, was he white?
Was, yes.
Wow.
Family were like, well off, right? And
you started early. You're like, let me get my.
Do you know what? Do you know what's mad? I've gone downhill from there. As in, as in, it literally went that. They were well off, yeah. And then it's just been like boys in struggles since then. And that's fine, because I'm like, if you're a good boy with a good heart in struggle.
You're choosing love. That's what you're doing, Ashton.
I love love.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's fine. But I remember it was real like micro aggressions with their parents. And it was so hard to, because it's hard to explain to somebody. I used to say to him like, do you not see it at all? Like the kind of little comments that get made. And he was really like, nah, I don't, nah, what do you mean? Like,
ignorant.
they're not racist. And I'm like, no, I'm not saying you need to outright call me the N-word here and there for it to be racist though. Yeah. Like, do you get it? Like, do you see any of it? And he just couldn't. And I was like, I could have been Mother Teresa in that relationship and they just wouldn't have liked me.
So what were the things that stuck with you now?
Remember cook it. So obviously I love to cook, right?
Oh, I love that.
I love to cook. And I remember to you.
Yeah, I love
to
cook together.
I don't know, it's such a romance.
It's nice.
I love this.
New friendship forming.
Literally. Yeah. And I literally remember saying to him, he used to love my food, and he went to his mum's once and was like, oh, I remember we were all there, and he was like, Ash makes this just unbelievable chicken, like, you've got to try it. His mum goes, of course she does. The course she does, to me, it was so loaded. Of course she does.
That's giving shade. That's shady.
That's shade.
Because it's like, really, let me try some. That's what a normal person that has thing would think. Like, oh yeah, let me try some.
Any person that's not trying to throw shade would have said, wow, like, what do you marinate your chicken with?
Yeah.
What are you doing
but
to
you
get
it so
nice?
You wouldn't even think about that. You just think, let me try it.
Yeah.
Naturally, okay.
Okay, nice.
It.
Please come and cook for us one day.
My son's girlfriend, let me try it.
But it was all just little comments like this. And I was like, oh, how do you not see it?
Because when you deep it, it's the fact that it's a chicken. We know the notion with chicken.
And okay.
People. We know.
Like, people like chicken.
But
cool.
Dad said, of course you, babe, that's mad.
I said, that's mad.
That's
I said, can you really not see it? And he said, no. He said, I can't. I was like, do you know what?
And then you don't. And then once again, if you bring it up, it's like, if I cause an issue, then I'm the angry black woman. And I'm causing drama.
And I'm not trying to pull the card.
Yes,
I don't want to pull the race card every time something happens.
Yes.
But also, I need to pull it.
Because it's like, next time, stretch your nose.
Yeah.
Do that again.
Just don't do that again.
You want to kind of be like, maybe she just doesn't know. Maybe it's like, passed down. But it's like, come on, guys, we have TV now. Like, the same way, like, people get onto us. Like,
yeah.
You know, you should know what's going on with the world. So should everyone else.
Yeah.
We all have iPhones. We all have mainstream media.
Right.
You should know right and wrong. You should know what's offensive and what's not.
Yeah.
Even now with with pronouns, things like, we're learning new things. So it's like,
consistently.
You have to, so.
It was just, there was so much of that relationship where I was like, oh, bro, like, I can't.
That must have been hard, especially when you love someone.
And I was down bad for this
baby.
Boy. I was on my hands and knees for this
boy. We've been there, babe. We've been there.
You know when you're like, my heart will just stop working if we're not together.
And the thing about them white boys, they get you down.
They really pull you down. Wait, okay. I don't know. Wait, well, what's happening in dating life right now?
Oh.
Is it... Okay. Is it a touchy subject?
Right, so right now, I am... Oh, I feel like I can't express how I'm feeling.
Okay.
I just... All I know is I'm happy.
Oh.
Really happy.
Oh, okay, we love this for you.
100%, yeah.
Really? Yeah. Oh, babe, I'm happy for you.
Babe, I'm
okay, good. Yeah. Oh, nice. No, this
it's
is nice,
nice
to hear.
Nice. Like,
okay.
I'm really happy, and I think...
Yeah.
It's
do you feel like you've kissed a few frogs to get to this point?
Yeah, and I think it's been like, it's unfortunate how I got to this point,
mm-hmm.
but I'm really happy. Like, you know, sometimes you realise how someone cares about you and how they love you and how much they listen.
Mm.
And yeah, I'm happy. Like, sometimes when you're happy, you feel bad for being happy.
No, but oh I'm my happy. God, babe. Be happy. Yeah, I know. I also think that's, it's a very British thing to be self-deprecating at all times. So that's like, all you're ever doing is kind of like saying that you're down bad and this and that.
Yeah.
And people like that. Like, because people can relate to it. And it's when somebody's like, my life's super lit, everyone's like, all right.
Yeah, 100%.
Good for you. Like, people don't like it.
No, they don't. I noticed something I was saying to my friend just before we go into that. We were talking about how like people kind of like love to see that they'll click a video if you're talking about you've lost something or bad. But if you're talking showing something good, it's not the same.
No. Like,
when I did my hairline video, me and my friend were talking about this, it's mad how people click that because they probably wanted to see me in that state.
Right.
They probably want to see the bad compared to like doing a project and you're really trying to put something in the community.
Yeah.
It's mad, but...
And because people want to see...
Yeah.
Like... struggle. They that because people can relate to it.
Because I do it sometimes. I'm like, if I see something bad, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. I'm like, oh God, this is making me feel a bit better. I'm not so
bad. Yeah,
100%. Like people like it, but then on the flip side of that, it's rubbish because when you are thriving, you feel bad for saying that you're thriving.
Yeah, and it's like you don't want to rub it in as well.
Right.
You know, it is what if I'm happy.
I'm happy.
Like
you're
relationship
happy.
Vibe, I'm happy and I'm here for love.
Yeah.
And with hopefully God's guidance.
Of course.
Perfect.
Do you feel like you've had bad dating experiences in the past?
Babe,
the
I didn't even know my value.
Really?
I didn't know my value.
Hands went like this.
I didn't. And I think because you know when you want love so much and you know you give so much to other people. That sometimes a little bit you can go onto it.
You're hanging on for dear life.
Yeah, dear life. I think I had a lot of that with my relationships, like, but I've had some. Are we going in?
We're going in.
Listen. Like, okay, so what's your worst, like, maybe you start and then I can know how deep I'm going. Like,
how deep you're going without...
Like, what's the worst kind... Like, where are we going with
how
this?
Much I've been violated?
Yeah, listen.
Oh, violation. How long have we got? Yeah. Me. On April 14th of 2019. Yeah. Babe, I... Ooh.
Violated.
So, I've been violated.
Babe, same.
So, I remember that same boy.
Oh.
So, yeah, the same boy who we were just talking about, he was... he was just a boy.
Yeah,
that's problem.
The best like, way to
we were so
them.
Young, and the thing is, I'm really not someone to hold grudges.
Same.
Also, coming for you. you're my op. But also, like, I'm sure he's a different person now.
Yeah,
like, we were 19, 20.
Yeah.
Like, we were so young. You're figuring out yourself. You don't know who you are. When I tell you, was just a mess at that time of life.
Ooh.
So I remember I'd started this job. Oh my God. I was on my first day at this like corporate job.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I need to, you know, when you're really trying to make a good impression.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was
on
like,
time.
Yeah. On time, not sure. And I remember being like, I need them to like me, blah, blah, blah. I'm sitting at my desk. I see my phone go off down there. Babe,
oh, no.
I know you'll feel this deep in yourself.
I'm feeling it.
I just see, hey, you don't know me, but...
Oh, sorry. Oh. Really?
Oh, I went...
The day of my job?
The first day at this office job. I remember the internal sigh my body did. I just went...
No, I know.
I was like, not today, please. And I remember, obviously, all I was thinking was, I don't want to open this now.
Because
I'm going to be a mess.
Yeah.
At the same time...
It's like, what do I...
I've got to open this now. Like,
did
what?
You open it?
Of course I opened it.
Yeah.
I'm like this. Oh, like, I've got to open it.
You're brave.
Babe,
I love that.
And it was just... Paragraphs. I met him out. He said he was single.
No.
We had sex. I'm pregnant.
What
the fuck? He took me for an abortion! I tell you, that's what I'm saying.
No, that will kill you!
Babe, it's actually just L after L after L. And I was literally like, my heart, I was like, oh my God. I was like, what do I do? And also, there's also that thing of not being funny. I don't know this person.
Yeah, you can be lying.
How much of this is true? And I don't want to be an idiot and be like, none of it's true. You know that girl that's like...
No, you don't want to be that girl that's like, not my man.
Yeah, yeah. You know that girl that's DeLulu?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's like, no, oh, you're lying.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure there's truth to some of this. How much, I don't know.
Babe, that's a lot. You went through that at 19.
And I remember 19. Whoa. And then she starts... This is where it all went left.
It goes more left.
She started sending me pictures
Of
them two, like, in his room. Like, and I was like...
Men are mad!
And I was like, oh, my God. As if you haven't already done this to my wee heart and stamped on it, I was like, you have literally put it in a broth and boiled it now. I was like,
yeah,
I'm done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm finished.
Oh, my God.
And I remember just being like, what do I do here?
Yeah, because do I fuck him up?
Yeah.
Do I collapse?
Oh, yeah.
Do I do this interview?
And I did all of the above.
Did you do it?
Well.
How was the interview, though?
What?
Did you get the job?
No.
You had the job.
I had the job.
How was the first day after all of that?
So I remember going to the woman at the job and I said to her, the woman that was in charge of us, I went, hi, Do you mind if I just have a quick chat with you in another room? She went, yeah, of course, babe. She thought I was just trying to ask how to use an Excel spreadsheet. We've gone into the room. Oh, she closed the door and she went, you're right, hon. I went, my boyfriend has cheated and pregnant. And she literally, you know, when you're like, inconsolably crying.
Yeah.
And you can't breathe. I could not breathe.
And like, then heartbreak. And it's like.
It's the most awful feeling.
You feel it physically. Like, you can't breathe. Yeah. You're shaking. It hurts.
Yeah, like, it's horrible.
It's horrible.
And I was literally like, I'm so sorry because I know it's my first day. And she literally just went, honey, go home. I was like, oh, thank
angel
you.
Sent.
And you know, when you're just like, I promise I'll be better tomorrow. First that will come out. I was like, I will be better tomorrow.
Oh, bless you.
That's how much you could delve. Because
I don't think yours beats. Yeah, mine doesn't beat yours because that's mad.
There's pregnancy. No beating anyone
in
heartbreak.
I think when it gets to like the point of like, okay, a baby was involved and you, okay, cool. And then as a woman to know someone went through that as well.
Yeah,
she's probably thinking like, this guy's single, like we're in love. Like I always say one thing, never, you've got to give the woman the benefit of the doubt.
Never attack the woman. Like, no.
Unless she comes at you and cried like a bitch, then that's when you can...
Yeah.
On a real one, like, men will have completely different lives. Mm-hmm. And I had that. Like, I think... I've had quite a few, but sometimes I think, am I gullible? Am I a dickhead? But no. I think the worst
am
one...
Am I the drama?
Maybe. But I think the worst one for me was... It was very public. And that was the...
Was it?
Yeah, Ash.
Was it?
I never ever do this again.
No. Oh no.
Ash, I did the whole why we broke up video.
No, that's fine though.
No.
Yeah, but I think it's really hard because were you also a very public relationship?
We were public as F.
Right.
Very public.
So then I feel like
you owe it. I knew I owed it. And I think...
And really, you don't owe anyone shit.
No.
But you feel this responsibility. Oh, I've got to explain to people what's gone on.
What's gone on? Because they paid our bills.
Yeah, exactly.
Paid our bills.
Exactly.
I owe it to them and they supported. And I think, you know, when you watch people that have love, you also have hope for that love. And you just feel like, oh, it was real, but it just, unfortunately...
It just didn't work.
Humans are humans.
Yeah.
Like, we're not perfect.
No.
Like, God knew that with Adam and Eve. We just fall. We fall. So that was the situation. So what he done was mad. But okay, so I met him on a reality TV. Oh my God, this is probably like, since all of that, the first time I've really spoken in the video, because I'm never talking about this again.
Really?
But I think maybe on my podcast a couple of times.
Yeah.
But actually like, we're here now.
Oh baby, we're here.
We're leaving it in 2023.
Strapping. Yeah. By the way, get your popcorn now because we're never chatting about
this again.
We are not giving these lames any more airtime. No.
But that one was hard for me because I went in on a show, like, because obviously, like, remember we're saying, Men Are Love Island, that didn't work. And
right.
It gave us this opportunity. It was boys versus girls. So I wasn't going in there for love. Like, going there for the bag.
Yeah, 100%.
And I ended up meeting this guy. And
Yeah.
And always honestly, the way. Like, because I went in there so pure, I was so much more younger.
Okay.
And he was just this perfect guy in my eye. And we just got on so well. Like, you know, when you have a friendship, and I always say this thing, like, if you're in a relationship, if you're meeting someone, the friendship is so important.
1,000,000%.
Like, the banter, the things that you'll be, you know, when you've got your best friend, you're just giggling and people thinking, what is that? When you have that with your partner.
I always see as well, the relationships at work, when they're literally best mates.
Best mates.
Yeah.
100%.
1,000,000%.
So it was that for us. And I'm such a person, like, I want my person to win with me. Like, it doesn't matter who's up, who's down. Mm-hmm. Like, we're winning together. Like,
yeah.
I was always thinking, okay, what can we do? Like, what can I do for us? And that's why I think it hurt the most, because genuinely, I wanted the best for him. And because, you know, when you hear someone's story, you just think, oh, it's not been easy.
Right.
So he had an ex before. It's always the ex, isn't it? Had an ex, and I think I don't like to talk too much because I don't want a bad. Like, genuinely, I don't want any of that. But they had their situation, and I think I don't know.
Unfinished business, guys.
Let's say it was unfinished business. So he's gone on a show. I've gone on a show. We've gone together, and there was a lot of unfinished business. Mm. And he was basically like living double life. And I think for me, what hurt the most was he was bad mouthing me, like saying stuff that was just so mean, like using me for things. And I'm so like,
my man.
And I just felt like, no, like it was so pure. Like, I really loved you, like genuinely. And the whole world saw how, like, I was so not, you know, you love someone privately, it's fine.
Yeah, and no. When you're just like, I want to burst.
Yeah.
And I want to show the world this man.
And, Ash, do you know what, that was the worst. So basically, this is when I probably should have clocked it. Okay. We've done like a pregnancy prank video. Guys, never do that. Never, ever do that. Like, I'm telling you, never do that.
No.
I'd done a pregnancy prank video, so I pretend I was pregnant. And obviously now I'm a lot older, I understand, like, them videos, they're not funny. Like, people really do suffer. Like,
You were young.
Yeah, and I missed so many red flags of when because he was cheating on me, like, with his ex, and like living a double life. I'll leave the location thinking all this and that, editing our videos for us. Oh. And he's just living a double life. It was painful.
No.
But it was in that video that I missed it, where he was like, did you check? Was it my phone? Did you look at my phone? But everyone in the comments were saying things, but I just didn't deep it.
People like, in the comments were saying, they were did you not think it? That's weird?
It was like, why he's like, they, oh.
Oh, God, that.
Yeah, it was painful. Like, now obviously reflecting after, I was like, oh, shit, how did I miss it?
But you don't, you're blind. Don't.
And it was just so, and it was a red flag when he was very much like, no, baby, do not keep that. Yeah. Because I'm just thinking, well, we're in love. Like, regardless.
Yeah.
I always feel like when you're in love, when you really love someone, it doesn't matter the situation. You're going to ride it together.
Yeah, you
like,
do.
You're
you
my
do.
Person.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So there's many things that I feel like I pulled so much in that relationship, like money wise. You know, it's obviously not to that it's level. He messaged me. The ex messaged me a couple of... The first time...
I was going to say, did she have any idea?
Yeah, so once we came out of the show, I did get a message from her. And I just kind of skimmed it. I was like, do you know what? I told him, I was like, listen, sort it out.
Yeah.
I'm taking you for you. I don't want that. Like, deal with what you need to do. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you now, like, I get it. Like, I'm so understanding. Like, human... So he was like, no, I don't listen to it. And I chose not to, which, dumb.
Oh.
But I loved him. Like, just sort it out.
Also, I'm you see you the, what you want
to
see.
Yeah, I've seen enough to know that you've got a mess. Sort it out. And I said to him, if you need a minute and we can, come back.
Right.
And just do it. I just don't want that mess. Like, I'm here, like, fully giving you everything. I want to be with you. So I just felt that was it. And then how did I find out he was cheating? Was it I think she... Oh, it's so long ago.
Yeah, did she DM?
I think she messaged me. Oh, and there was like screenshots and that. And it was the screenshots of the things he was saying, using me for things. And
he even said that.
He was saying, I'm just here with her for clout. Like, it's just because of the show. And obviously the show wasn't Love Island. Like, calm down. Like,
yeah.
Like, what
is this? Also, low-key, because you are clouty.
Yeah.
So...
Look at me now.
Let's see the silver lining of all that.
Yeah, like, that hurt. Like, and I think it was a lot of, like, guys, I was so dumb.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be doing, like, listen to this, one time, like, I was give, like, you know when you get PR, like I'd give it to his mum, and his mum was calling me his ex's name, the one who was cheating. And I still didn't clock. I just thought maybe she's old. She likes to drink a bit of wine. That's never read. Like,
you're thinking, I mean, it's fine. Mum's like, just got early onset Alzheimer's. She's like, just like losing it.
Yeah,
a bit.
Like, I'm not gonna lie. That's what I thought. So no. I was like, let me not. And then I just deep it. Like,
hang on a minute though. Does Mumsy know then?
Cool. They all knew. The friends, everything. Like, everyone knew. Like, so, I, like, as if...
That's crazy.
But it was crazy to me because I felt like...
What, and they were just okay with that?
I feel like... I don't know. I feel like his logic was like... I felt like he was happy. Like, we had... I felt like we had such a good life. Like, and we're outside of all the drama.
You know
how you knew about Shadeborough? Like... What's that? I, like, right. Little bit, I was like, what the fuck is this? Like,
no.
Yeah, I didn't even know. I wasn't in that whole...
That,
like,
just opened, like, up a whole new world.
Listen, I'm just in my own bubble. Like, I'm a lucky girl. Like, I had my friends. Like, right. My man. Like, that was it.
Yeah.
So I didn't understand all of that. And obviously, I moved up to your... That's me. I'm full of love. Like, if I love you and I don't care what happens to us, I've got you to the end.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's it. So that's how I was with him. And... it was just such a shame, and it was just the comments, and I'll never forget. I said it in the YouTube when I didn't know what happened. I never forget the actual confrontation. The ex and my ex partner, they were fighting, physically fighting. I've never been in a toxic relationship like that where no man's ever put their hands on me.
Right?
I'm grateful. They might be toxic, but I've I'm very lucky and thankful that I've never had that, because I think that would just
set
I don't know how to handle that.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Like, aggression like that. So from a man, like, from someone that we're meant to love. So when I saw that, I was thinking, this is too much EastEnders. Like, how am I...
too much EastEnders.
It's giving Christmas 2020.
It's giving Phil Mitchell.
It was too much. And it showed me how much hold he had on her. And that love.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? A guy can never... I can't. It was too much.
Or it's like having a little glimpse into what it could be for you.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, no.
Like, she was scratching his face up. And I've never... I mean, I love you, but
I'm not going to scratch your face in my acrylics.
They're fresh. I pay for that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was hard. And I think one thing I've learned about myself, I think I've had a pattern of, like, just maybe building men.
Building them up and then them going...
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Like, and it's insecurity.
Yes.
Like, not, like, if you can't feel man enough that you have to cheat on me with someone lower than me.
Yes.
To feel like a man.
Yeah.
That's a you problem.
Do you think that's an issue? As, like, I always think about this.
Okay.
Because I always think, how do girls in this industry...
Oh, let's talk about that.
How do girls in this industry feel? Is it harder? Like, do you think there's this intimidation of, like, girlies that are just... really getting their bag and are successful and this, that and the other.
Ash, think about it. Like, at the moment, the women industry is booming.
Yeah.
Like, women pour money into what's selling. Like, we're just bosses right now.
Yeah.
Like, every aspect. Even if we are on the corporate side, we're on the political side. Like, we're booming.
Yeah.
Like, let's be honest.
I agree.
Like, so I think it is intimidating. Mm. I think because of it, a lot of men... We don't understand men's mental health. That's really important. I feel like they're quite insecure because a man's meant to earn more.
Right.
How are you earning more when women are earning so much from just being themselves? Uh-huh. Do you get it? Because if men are being men, like the labour doesn't accumulate completely.
No.
So where do they stand? Do you get it? So I do feel like it's hard.
I think there's defo an intimidation.
And especially
like...
when the women are, think about it, look good, the level that you want, dream girls.
Yeah.
It's hard. Your dream girl is earning way more than you, or in status way more than you. How do you compete? So what makes you feel better? Like, I might have that girl, but some other girl that feels like she needs me. Because realistically, I can't lie, once he cheated, I immensely knew I'm going to be fine.
Yeah, of course you are.
I don't need you.
No.
And I feel like men need a woman that will stay regardless. I stayed the first, because he cheated twice.
I know exactly
of love.
What you mean.
You know when the good's so good?
Yeah.
You want the good so good?
Yeah.
Okay. But then
no,
when you
but
did
you're
it again,
right,
I was like,
about
no.
That.
Yeah. Like, it's not enough. Like, I clung on the first time because I really believe, and I think...
Yeah.
I always believe in forgiveness. Like, I sin every day. Every day.
Same. Lord knows.
Lord knows.
Yeah.
But I pray and hope that someone can always give me the grace.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope I give that one person the grace. That's it. You know, you just need someone to save you and just never give up on you.
Yeah.
And I always want to give that to someone. But at the same time, boundaries is a thing. You have to respect people's brand boundaries, people's like tolerance, and you have to move on.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah,
it's
men are
so hard because
for them.
I feel like I've had this so much over the last couple of years.
Especially trying to date now.
There you go.
But as we were saying, dating, yeah, how have you found dating? And obviously now you're earning a lot,
baby. I'm trying. Do you know what? I think I just feel like over the past few years,
as you're earning more,
it's not even that, you know.
Okay.
I've just realized that I have this like, it's like a curse. No, Mariam, it's like a curse. And it's like,
oh no.
They will always, so I have this thing where people will always go back to their exes after me. It's happened like 3 times. It's the weirdest thing. And I've kind of realized, you know how what you were saying about this whole men like a yes girl?
Mm.
I'm not a yes girl.
Yeah, you're going to challenge.
And I also think you should challenge each other because then how on earth are you going to grow, raise a family together?
Yeah, it's as much as there's, obviously there's different sectors to it, but I feel like any relationship is 50-50. You have to be able to...
Right.
You're one. You feel, what's the word?
Yes.
You're my equal.
Yeah.
Like, there's certain levels and certain aspects of the relationship where you will be above.
Yeah.
But as human beings, we are equal.
And I remember listening to this, like, relationship coachy woman say that it's 50-50, but that... Even that percentage is never the same. So, for example, I might be having a low period in life. I'm giving 40, so you need to give 60. But then when you're having that, I'm going to give that 60 for you, baby, and you be at the 40. Yeah. If you're having a low time, that's fine. So you're always, like, averaging it out for each other.
But don't you feel like the initial respect is, like...
1,000,000%.
Yeah, that's where it needs to be. So 100%. I get that.
But it's just so weird. It's, like, this actual curse I have.
Oh, where, you should pray against that, Ash. You know sometimes...
Do you know, I don't know what it is. I just think... I think I know what it is.
Okay, tell me.
I think it's that people, you know, like this grass is greener thing. Like
side.
People always like to, and I just think I've always had guys that have been, I think, initially attracted by this just real like happy-go-lucky, like serotonin.
Like,
I'm
you're
very,
yellow.
Yes,
you're
I love
a yellow
that.
Energy, 100%.
And like, I think, just a lot of energy. I'm positive. I'm this, that, and the other. And fun. And I always have guys being like, God, you look like a lot of fun. And I'm like, I am.
But I have to.
But also, don't bring my heart.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm super fun, but amongst other things.
So
and I find that they come, it's almost like they come over to this fun side to be like, how much of this can I like take? And they realize, this is a lot. Like this is a woman who won, like has all these ambitions and goals for themselves, is also has a very busy life, also wants to do all these things and has all these opinions. And I feel like they get there and they're kind of like, this was fun for a season, going to go back to the yes girl.
Okay.
And it's always that for me.
Okay,
always.
I'm going to ask you this question then. So in where you are now then, would you say that you want to settle down? Or do you feel like you're still... Because...
I'm 27.
Oh, babe, you're calm.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean...
But, like, obviously...
Do you know what? I'm figuring it out. And I always say this. Yeah. I'm like, I don't... People place their... kind of like happiness on whether they're in a relationship or not.
Yeah, I agree.
And you know, like people say it as a bad thing. They're like, no, I'm single. And I'm like, why are you saying it like that? I'm like, if I'm single, I'm like, I'm single.
Yeah.
And I'm like living life. I'm working out what I want, what I like. So I always say to my mates, I'm always like, I don't need it.
Yeah.
I don't need a relationship. I don't need that person.
Yeah.
But I'm so open to it.
Yeah.
So like if that person comes along tomorrow and blows me off my feet.
Yeah.
Brilliant, course, I'm down, I'm settling, I'm in. But also, equally, if it doesn't come, I'm not sitting here crying in the club.
And I
I'm
think that's
twerking
really good.
In the club.
I always say to people, like, it's really important to, like, be whole in yourself first, because the worst thing you can do is get in a relationship and you're half.
Yes.
Because whatever that person brings, it might not be good for you, but because you're not sure in yourself, you won't even know.
Yeah, you don't know.
You won't know. So, like,
you're just looking for someone to fill that other bit of your cup up because it's not full already with yourself.
Then would you say then that, oh, let's get deep then. Because so if you're saying like you feel like the guys you've been with have basically test drive you, test run, like,
is that,
do you feel like that's all that you are about then?
Well, yeah, in a way. Well, I think it started to make me feel like that.
Okay.
And I know that's not what.
But then
I,
would you say before go on. That? Because obviously it's first impressions and what.
Yes.
Like, we're in an era now where our Instagram, our TikTok is us.
Yes.
So do you feel like you don't show enough of the other side? Where, because let's be honest, right? Men, they're just dumb.
Yeah.
First of all, and then second of all. But
they are.
I feel like they have, they always say a man knows when they want to marry someone. They just know. So we know what men, a traditional guy, like,
yeah.
It's so sad because I feel like at the moment, the mainstream makes us girls think that, let's be outside, let's have fun, keep going. But realistically,
no.
Men don't want that.
No, like, they don't want
that. They don't want that. It's fun. Unless you, do you want to be someone that's a fun time? A fun time, not a long time. No. And a lot of women, we actually want companionship. Like
100%.
We want a family. We, not everyone, but most of us do. We want that thing.
But this
is why I think... show that you're someone that is not just for a short time. Not that I think you are.
No, no, yeah,
but
I get
as a man,
it.
Like,
am I doing... And this is what's mad.
It's mad.
It's mad. Because I think I am. Because I'm like, do you know what? For me as well, balance.
Balance.
As in, if I hate this thing of, you settle down. I now have the personality of a plank of wood. I don't go outside.
Because I see that
that's not
a lot of YouTubers. I see these girls. I'm going to start... Where's you?
Right.
Like, you're that. But where's you? Like, I still want to see you.
And I know couples that honestly do it so well.
Okay.
If they go out together. If they're getting lit, they're on the streets together, but they're having the best time. And I'm like that.
Yeah, like, you're like that.
I'm like, but also equally... Let's not do that. Let's stay in. Let's do the soft life thing. Let's go to the fucking Cotswolds for a weekend. Do you know what I mean? Like all of that. I love that. Like, let's stay in that little house that's on the holiday.
Let's do all that.
And let me be Cameron Diaz.
Yes. Sir.
I can do that too.
Yeah.
But I can also be in the club.
Be a bad bitch.
Yeah. So I'm like, why don't you want
it all?
The balance. I'm like, in my head, I've given you all the ingredients for a good life. and you're going,
you don't want but that.
Yeah.
Oh.
And this is what I mean. So I think, and I'm sure
but can I ask a question quickly?
Go on.
Have the exes been boring? Like,
yes.
But then it kind of...
And also...
Sorry, exes, but...
No shade to whoever is watching and the shoe may fit, or I don't know if the said people are watching this, but I do, if you are. But I'm just, I always find it's a much less ambitious girl.
Yeah. Yeah. And it kind of, I feel like it kind of.
And it's almost like you're going to just seamlessly slot into my life.
Yeah.
Say yes to the things that I want to do. If I want to go here, you're going to be like, babe, I'll do that too.
I've been already. And it's like, I feel like that's fine. I could do that too.
I'm very that person. Yeah. Cooking is like my love language. I'm like, I will do all of that.
And I feel like you seem like that anyway.
Right.
As a fellow yellow.
I love this. Hang on.
Have you read the book Surrounded by Idiots? You need to read the book. It kind of tells you about like different characteristics and different colors.
Okay.
One thing I wanted to learn about myself is like, okay, sometimes I don't realize when I'm in the wrong or my behaviors, and it's kind of affected a lot of things for me. And I really want to like be better. Like you get to a point when you're getting older, it's like, I can't. It's not always my bubble.
Wake
up. Sometimes you're out of the loop.
Sometimes accountability.
And I feel like it's so important because I really vibe off like, be a good person. Like, I talk about it. So I can't be talking about it if my actions sometimes don't match it. So it was a really good friend of mine that recommended the book. And also Ego's Enemy. If you're ever feeling like shit about yourself.
Do you know who gave me that book?
Who?
Joyce.
Because I gave it to her!
See, did you see this sister ring?
Yes, sir.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yes, she's reading. Joyce, I'm so happy.
Joyce read it, and then we took it into locked in with us.
Oh, I'm so
The one
happy.
Book that she put in, and when I Mary, you're going to love this. When I was down bad in that house,
yeah.
I was like, I am missing home. I'm just a lot.
Bless you.
You would catch me. They would never have got this on camera. It was me in the corner on that rickety locked-in bed reading Ego is the Enemy.
I'm so like this. Happy. Honestly, like,
yeah.
Everyone should read Honestly. That, especially, like, if you're ever, like, I was in a stage where I just felt like, everything's going wrong, like, and sometimes you compare so much, and it's the honest comparison is the thief of the night.
I was just about
it's
to say
too much.
That. Yeah,
and I feel like with how everything is social media, you can't kind of hide away from it. Mm-hmm. You're just going to see stuff. Everyone just does amazing. When you really feel like you're not doing amazing, you just. It's hot. I hate that feeling and that feeling of a comparison. And I'm not like that.
Yeah.
That book really helped me to have a different perspective of failure or of like when things are going right. It's like, it's okay. This is part of it. Let's keep going.
But also that's just the way that your journey's going.
Yes,
just your journey. It's not somebody else's.
Yeah. So Ego's Enemy and also Surrounded by Idiots is a really good way to understand yourself.
I love this colour thing.
Yeah. Like there's yellow, there's green, there's red, and there's blue.
What's blue? Like a chill, calm.
Do you want to read? Can I read it out?
I want to know colours.
Okay, cool. Okay. Oh, I'm excited. Guys, I just got my phone, so I'm going to read. Honestly,
do you
everyone.
Feel like that? Does this apply to like love life? Does this apply to life in general? Like,
yeah,
what do
I think it applies to how you are as a person and understanding how now. Okay, because when you know and understand yourself a bit more, you're like, oh, I actually don't listen. we don't listen. No,
me.
Babe,
very
you deep, and then it makes you really. It's nice when you have a partner that understands your color as well, because then they're like, okay, I know she's someone that probably doesn't listen.
Uh-huh.
Now, as how I am my color, I need to work out how to ensure how I can communicate and get her to listen. It's really good.
You're like bringing each other up on the things that you aren't as good at, because 100%, in the same breath, you'll be better at something that they don't have, and then you have to like, so it's just that, isn't
it? It's good. Like, honestly, I should read the book. Like,
I love
it. You'll really like the book, and sometimes you read the book and you're laughing like, huh, this is me.
Yeah.
But as you read it, as you meet people, you're going to start understanding who they are, and it makes it easier for you to know how to act around them and deal with them. And I think that's so important, because sometimes people don't have to deal with people.
I also think, I definitely think this in terms of dating, that you sometimes think that someone is a for you person.
Yeah.
And you realise we really just aren't.
And sometimes the lust is the potential that is in the way. And it's the materialistic stuff as well. Like, when you skip all that, it's that core value of, like, who you are.
Right.
So I'm going to read out red, yellow, green and blue. And you lot in the comments, know what you think
tell
you are. And I'm going to tell you why I think, you'll see why I think you're yellow. So red is aggressive. But also you can have a mixture of two.
Fine.
Like, you can favour one more, but still have,
have little.
But you're always kind of
at your core.
Your core one. Okay, so red is aggressive, ambitious, strong-willed, goal-orientated, pushing, problem-solver, a pioneer, decisive, innovative. Thank you.
I got you, girl.
Thank you. Impatient.
Yeah.
Controlling, convincing, performance-orientated, powerful, results-orientated, initiator, speed, timekeeper, intense, opinionated, straightforward, and independent. So sometimes I think I have red and yellow. But this is yellow to the core. Talkative, enthusiastic, persuasive, creative, optimistic, social, spontaneous, expressive, charming, full of vitality. This is what I'm trying to say. And you're sensitive. We might be all like, we are.
Oh, no. I'm a sensitive
Sensitive, adaptable. Take me anywhere.
Yeah.
Take us
chameleons.
Anywhere.
Chameleons.
Yeah, chameleons. Inspiring. I feel like we inspire because we're real. Like, we just keep it as it is. Needs attention.
Yes. We wouldn't be in this line of work if we didn't like attention.
Let's be real.
Yeah.
Needs attention.
Let's not sugarcoat it.
At all. We're encouraging. We're very communicative, I think. Flexible. Could work out.
Period. Come on, Simone Biles.
Flexible, open. What did you say?
Come on, Simone Biles.
You're flexible. flexible though, isn't you?
I should be way more flexible than I am.
As a small girl, they always expect you
to
just be...
I'm rusty.
Need a bit of oil. Open, sociable, imaginative and easygoing. So that's why I really got you had yellow energy. And then the green is someone that's patient, relaxed, self-controlled, reliable, composed, loyal, modest, understanding, lengthy, stable, prudent, discreet, supportive, good listener, helpful, producer, persistent, reluctant, thoughtful, conceals feelings, considerate and kind. I knew a green.
See, so much
it's
of
so
that.
It's so good to have a green in your life.
One of my best days.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, even as you were reading that,
see,
I was like, that's
it's
her.
Mad. Like, that's why everyone needs to read this book. And a blue is conscious, systematic, they're distant, always correct, conventional, seems insecure, objective, structured, analytical, perfectionist, needs time, reflecting, methodical, seeks facts, quality orientated, scrutinizes, follows the rules. I don't follow rules. Logical, questioning, metallic, I don't know that word, sorry. And reflecting and reserved. And it's so funny that as I said these things, my tone changed as well. Because it's like, you change for them people.
You're reading out yellow and you're going energetic.
But when you read out, that's how they are. It's mad.
I've done it again. Yeah, that's mad.
Yeah, so read the book, Ash.
I'm going to get into this, you know.
Yeah.
I actually really am.
Good.
I love this.
Yeah, and
We've been talking. I could talk to you.
Guys. Hours. Like, I ain't got plans. I do have plans, but I could talk to you and forget.
It's annoying that we have plans.
Honestly, because
I could chat to you for so long.
Honestly, now we're friends.
This is, babe.
We're friends.
We're going for drinks.
100%.
This is what I wanted to do with you.
Okay, tell me. Let me just move my phone away out.
Very quickly. Tapped in.
Okay.
I tap in and out. I want to do something with you because of the show.
Okay.
Right. First of all, are you loving the show?
I am so grateful to be on that show. Like, love doing content with my friends. And it's nice, like, to see a fun side to me.
It's so
like,
good.
I love it.
Like, I feel like that's, like, working towards what you more want to be doing in terms of, like, the personality
stuff. And I'm honestly just so grateful. Like, it's nice to have a platform like Channel 4.0. Because I feel like they really push women. Like, sorry.
Yeah,
but
they
you don't be pushing the boys. It's time.
Yeah.
Like, girls are funny too. Mm-hmm. Girls have banter. We can give the content. So, Channel 4, like, thank you. Because
it's true. Yeah, and it's that scene.
Which one?
When you go, I was speaking to Chloe about it the other day. I want to suck your blood.
Ah, I hate Adiola so much.
That made me want to just evaporate.
Babe, I wanted to evaporate.
It was so good. I can't believe you did it.
I same.
And she said that you weren't going to do it.
I weren't going to do it. I was not going to do it. Because who's doing that?
No.
Who's going to stay down and be like, I wanted that kid, like, but I was just still like, man, I was like, okay, do you know what? Fuck it, like, let me give him my all. And
I'm so glad you did. It was so good.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna do a quick fire.
Okay.
I'm gonna do a tap in or tap out boy edition.
No.
So you need no, and I'm not actually. I'm not naming names.
Right. Let me drink a bit more then.
Yeah. You do that.
Well, I could be scared drink.
It's gonna be a very quick fire. You just need to say if you're in or out.
Okay, oh, fuck.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm going to be real.
Mama's boy. And I'm talking like mumsy is his whole life.
Okay.
Are you tapping in or tapping out?
Oh. Out.
Yeah, doesn't drive.
If he could get me... out. You need to have a car, but if he could drive, that's fine.
I get it.
You don't, like, sometimes save money, like, it's fine. But, babe, why are you having a license? Like,
I think it's just, it's getting techie.
Like,
you know?
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
When I have to pick you up, I feel a little bit.
It's not even to pick you up because you can drive, it's because you can't.
Because you can't.
And if I'm drunk, where are you?
What are we doing?
What
taking the bus?
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Can't.
Okay, tight wallet.
Oh, tapping out. Like, you can be good with money, but if you're tight, you're going to be generous with your spouse. Like,
I
someone
agree.
Has sense. Someone needs to have sense, but...
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
No.
I hate tight people.
I'm not a tight person.
I'm tight on myself.
Oh, that's good.
I'm really tight on myself.
Says discipline and self-control.
Yeah, but when it comes to, like, friends...
You're free. You love.
Have, yeah. A mullet.
Ow.
A man who wears skinny jeans.
Okay, this one. Can I just have a quick story about this? Okay, cool. I didn't know it was a thing until I realised... this is not cute anymore.
As
like,
in,
the odd time with certain outfits, I can get it. But if it's your whole outfit, what's the actual...
Yeah, I know, babe.
It's
as in,
much. You're not trying then.
It's Are You In McFly? Do you know what I mean? It's very that.
Yeah.
Like, are you going to take a guitar out and do me a solo?
No.
I just so... Like,
yeah, and you know what makes it worse when your legs are actually skinny?
It's a no.
It's a no.
It's a tap out. It's a tap out. Okay. Rappers.
Tap out. They're useless. They just use you. They're just done out. Like, I'm telling you now, if you want to get cheered on, if you want to get disrespected, go for a rapper. Not every rapper's the same.
It's true.
But on a real one, like, if you want that lifestyle, good. But I'll tell you something, it won't last.
It's not a soft girl life.
And it's not from
life.
Experience. It's just from my friends telling me. Yeah. It's not from experience.
She's a liar. No, I don't know about it though.
Useless.
Tattoos.
Oh, I'll tap in. Everything, yeah, I'm calm with that.
I love tattoos.
I do love a tat.
I love tattoos. I like covered.
I know.
Yeah. I'm a covered tattooed
it's
man.
Not, yeah, it's not taboo. No, it's not taboo anymore, but I know there's a lot of taboo, but
it feels dangerous.
It's dangerous.
Yeah, it feels dangerous. Way. Okay, a fussy eater.
Tapping out.
Yeah.
I'm the only one that can be a fussy eater.
Are you a fussy eater?
No, I'm not. That's the thing. I'm easy. You can take me to I'll try. I'm someone that I would try. I would never disrespect. If someone cooks, I'll try.
That's
if you're
for me.
Someone, like, say, like, my mum's cooked. Fair enough, it's not your culture, but try it.
Yes.
Because it's the decency if someone's cooked.
I think
you.
An ick
yes.
is if you don't try.
Yeah, food.
I can't.
And especially
stand
when
that.
You're at, like, oh, I'm not used to it. Oh, well, yeah. try
oh,
it. Like, live a little.
Annie's.
Like.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Athletes.
Oh.
You're tapping in. You went, I'm tapping in.
And it depends on athlete as well.
Yeah, it does depend. Yeah. I'll be honest, I avoid footballers with a barge pole.
Guys,
I avoid
another one.
Blocker.
They are confused. Footballers are confused. They are.
They're also all 19.
Yeah. Why are you not so young?
Yeah, it's giving court case.
Yeah, they're
you're
confused.
All like 10 like, years old
and
on the pitch.
It's a thing, like, I can't lie to you. If you knew them before they're footballers, yeah, you're fine. But once they're footballers, babe, you're living in confusion. Like, you've got to do the money. You know,
you've lost them to
yourself.
The source. Yeah. They'll be in Libertine every night
every
on a
night.
Sunday.
And if you want to be a wag and let your be cheated on, that's fine.
They,
the money's
for
enough for you. Good. But as if you want a real partner, Not everyone. I just don't think footballers are
it. No.
The
final
one. Wait, do you know what you're going to show me actually boys? I thought,
no, don't you worry. Maybe we should do that on another day.
Do it for someone.
Short kings.
I'm tapping out.
Oh, really?
Do you know what it is? Like,
wait, how tall are you? I feel like you have height on you.
I'm 3.5. No, 4.5. I'm 5'4.5 because you're smaller than me and everything's I'm small. I'm like, no.
Oh, babe, I thought you were even taller than that.
Wow.
But that's because I'm on the
Chloe
floor.
Chloe, Adjola, and Nella are taller than me, so I've tapped out I'm the smallest.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You really have tall girl energy
people
then.
But people think that I'm tall, they always come up to me, I thought you were tall in pictures. Like, I know, I'm a baby, I'm tall.
If I had a dime for every time someone said that to me,
is it?
I'd
you
be
give,
rich.
I think when you have such a big energy, everyone just sees that you're just tall and stuff.
But
like
I'm
that.
Also, yeah, I'm also like, I don't know what to do at this point, like put the height in the bio.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And what's your height?
4'11".
You're four.
I'm four. I'm
well,
four.
You can't be picky. You what? Look that under 5 foot. Okay,
no.
My friends say it to me, like, man, you're selfish. Like, you can't be now saying you expect a 6 foot something.
It annoys me when people say this.
Same.
Because people are like, oh, it doesn't matter for you.
It
Hang
does.
Hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. I want to feel like a tiny thing.
Yeah.
I want to be just, like, thrown about like a baton. I don't...
As in, I want my man to enter the room and then it's like, well, who's that man? And you just say, damn, who's his girl? You've got to look and down and you're like, whoa, that's his girl. Yeah, yeah. That's enough.
I just want to be like, I'm just, yeah.
That's what I want to be. No, I get it.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, I do want a tall boy. But because I'm sure, as long as in heels, you know what? Like, as long as in heels, you're still a bit taller than me, I'm good. And
fine.
Everything else, like, it's not going to be, it's not a, what's the they say? It's not a.
It's not a deal breaker.
It's not a deal breaker. You're fine. Right. But you can't. Be like,
yeah. No, no.
Gotta be here.
You gotta be here.
You can be
here.
You can be the same. We have, no, we can be the same.
You can be the same.
Oh, really? I don't think so.
I don't think there's so much. I just see her brain going overtime about this.
Because I like to do this. I'm talking to my man.
No, you can't. I don't think you can be there.
No, because I can't take you seriously. Because what are you teaching me now?
You are your clown.
Because you only look up to be above in life and your man and God. You're like, teach me something, daddy.
Yeah.
It's new.
It's
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's the net. As long as I can do this,
yes,
all good.
I agree.
I have to be tall. But
yeah.
My neck needs to tilt up.
Okay, neck tilt. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, neck
you just
tilt.
Need a neck tilt.
Yeah.
That's it. We got there. We got there in the end. We're done.
No!
I know, I'm really
No!
I don't want to be done ever.
Same.
I love you so much.
I
thank
love
you
more.
For coming on this.
No, Ash, thank you for having me. I had a good time.
That was so good.
I
love you.
We went deep.
Yeah, I know. Guys, thank you so much for watching. Me and my girl Mariam just literally unpacked life, men. Oh, she is an angel. Like, comment, subscribe if you are watching. If you're listening, leave me 5 stars, please, I beg. Love me, lips me. Tell your nan, tell your granddad. Tell the world about this pod. I love you all. Mwah!